Our first feature today is about the Norwich Market by Derek James and is being read by Sam Elmhurst.
It has been the beating heart of the city of Norwich for hundreds of years and still is. We have the cathedral and we have the castle, and then there is the busy and bustling market, and what a tale it has to tell. It moved from Tombland and by 1300 covered a large area from Guildhall Hill and London Street and across to St Stephen's Church. Now at the time, Norwich was one of the biggest and richest towns in the land and a centre for foreign imports. Any peasant could take food to sell but had to pay tax to display their goods on the ground, and it soon became a busy and bustling place. Tradesmen selling bad or underweight food were brought before a special jury, and if found guilty could be fined, or if the offence was more serious, put in the stocks. In the book A Market for Our Times, A History of the Provision Market by Norwich Heritage Products, published in 2010, they tell of how a baker who violated weight regulations being dragged through the city streets on a sled with the offending bread tied around his neck. In 1300, textile production was the main industry, and on the market were worsted sellers. The term comes from the Norfolk village of Worsted. Then there were the wool sellers and the hatters, the hosiers, the linen drapers and the drapers. And then there were the leather workers, tanners, leather dressers, saddlers and shoemakers, bootmakers, chaucers or cordwainers. And there were also cattle, sheep and poultry sold in the open space near St Peter Mancroft Church. But by 1738, the live animals were moved to the then new cattle market, which is now covered by Castle Quarter. Butchers sold their meat, and Yarmouth herring was popular at the old fish market, and wheat and corn was on offer at the Haymarket. And as we make our way across the medieval market, we come across the cutlers, and only the wealthy could regularly set their tables with cutlery, and the ironmongers, and then some of the richest merchants in the city, the goldsmiths, who also acted as bankers. It's in 1341 when King Edward III, visiting the city for a jousting tournament just as the city walls had been completed, and in gratitude he granted the franchise of the market to the city's rulers, a right which survives to this day. And a century or so on, King Henry IV gave a new charter to the city, whereby Norwich could become a county in its own right and could elect a mayor, 24 aldermen and 80 councillors. Work started on building the Guildhall, which became the hub of city life and is the largest building of its kind in England outside London. It's a building we should be very proud of.
Thank you, Sam.